You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. And here we are again. It's the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin. Thank you for joining me. Once again, at the podcast. Oh, man. This is episode 133. Appreciate it. Appreciate you being here. I need to reiterate, in case you missed last week's episode, there is a podcast episode 132. That's last week, which is the first podcast of the year. Make sure, if anybody has any questions, they're like, I want to be clean and sober, but I have no idea what the fuck I want to do. Just remember episode 132. What do I do? Episode 132. That's incidental rhyming. That is not planned. I'm just saying there's a chance when I posted it that you missed it, because there may have been some shit that went down around that time last Wednesday that maybe took a little attention off that podcast episode that I posted, even though I posted it early in the morning and the shit didn't go down until the afternoon. But regardless, that's out there. If you need to recommend it to anybody, I basically just reenacted a conversation I have with people who contact me and like, oh man, I think I'm done. What should I do? And it's like 2 a.m. and they're messaging me on Facebook and I'm like, hey, maybe message me when the sun's out. I mean, I'm glad to hear from you and I'd love to help you. But anyway, kind of give my recommendations on that. If I didn't cover something and you had questions, by the way, I didn't provide this, but my email address is smokepuppet@gmail.com or stillsoberpod@gmail.com. Either one of those emails. One's a personal email and the other one's the official pod. They both go to my phone. It's fine. Be sure you can send me a message. Any comments that are positive, you can send those. Any complaints, just keep them to yourself, because it's not going to go anywhere. I'm just going to archive it. I'm going to save it in a folder with all the other hate mail I get. No, I don't know. I'm feeling all right. Feeling okay. I wanted to get into that. That was really about last week. It's like, how are you going to get into it without getting political? I can get into it without being political, because I don't like to be political. Because I just don't find it interesting. Because people always end up going one way or the other. They all sound the same. That was the thing that bugged me the most, honestly, about siege, and I'm heavy quotes, siege in the Capitol. The thing that really bugged me the most was the hot takes the next day in social media they all said the same thing, which really shows how much people don't read. And it's all about them and what they, you know, I got to get this thoughts in my head out. I got to say something, even though they're saying the same exact thing that other people are saying. So which immediately, if you read any tweet or post that has remotely what you wanted to say, there's no reason for you to say it other than you've got an addiction to attention and validation, which is understandable in an age of social media, but still unnecessary and useless. I don't know. I'm just saying it's irritating. You know, and the thing was, is that it really, it just, it made me stay off of social media for, since then. I haven't been on because I just don't want to hear anybody's hot takes. I don't care. Especially when I know who they are. It's irritating to read somebody who's like, look, I'm going to give you the pros and the list of why I think impeachment should be on the table. I'm like, dude, I used to work with you in the back of a kitchen and you barely know your ass from a hat. Like, I don't want to hear at all your analysis or the reverse, or the reverse. Here's why constitutionally, the idea of impeachment in this scenario specifically is like, all right. Jesus, totally don't have your shit together. It's funny because I've seen I had to check on social media because I knew I was going to talk shit about it, about people posting hot takes and like, me. Which on top of everything else, on top of them being useless, if at this point, since we've all been inside for an entire year, like at this point with your political hot takes for months and months, every time you're upset for whatever reason, you posted about it. Anybody who disagrees with you is long gone. They have unfollowed you like a motherfucker or muted you on Instagram or whatever. At this point, they're gone. So the only people left are people who go, yeah, which is just saying the same shit. You know, you're doing nothing. You might as well, it's just a verbal circle jerk, basically. gross. So it's weird to hear that, you know, oh, I was arguing with somebody online. How is that possible? How are people still fighting over the same things? They're still arguing over, you know, anything involving either Trump or Black Lives Matter, which, you know, is in of itself is trying, you know, are we talking about the organization or the movement and how they're different? Like anything remotely that trying to, it just, there's no reason to do it. If you're not talking to somebody face to face, there's no purpose in trying to talk out, well, how do you feel about it? Or here's my thoughts, you know. Oh, should I have waited till you were finished before I gave you my opinion? Like, it's just, at least try face to face would make more sense. Anyway, I did check because there's a few of my friends who listen to this, on Facebook, and I checked because I was like, they're pretty level headed. Let me see. I don't think that they said anything, and they didn't. I had to check though, because there's one, you know. Because I wanted to see what they posted on social media. Because I don't want to talk shit about the people that actually support me. That I know personally. And I'm like, what are they mad about? And one of my buddies who just like the angriest he got was when he said that Ken Jennings can S a bag of D is what he said. Who's guest hosting Jeopardy. So that's, which is just fantastic that was the angriest, which, you know, hey man, I know that's upsetting, but I believe hockey starts today. So you should be cool. Hockey's back, bro. Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I pulled from this past week is if you take all the political bullshit out of it and just look at it from, you know, sociological point of view or just human nature and psychology and all that shit. If you just look at it from that, like not even anything to do with the political view or anything like that, it just really reinforces how dumb you can get in a mob. Mob mentality is just fucking terrible. Even if you think you're right, you're very easily led into a situation. Because I'm sure there were people that went into the Capitol that did, you know, had no idea, had no intention. They were just following along. Oh, I guess we're going in there. And suddenly they might be arrested by federal agents within the next couple of weeks. And it's just kind of the mob mentality thing. I don't know. It's what gets me about it is when you now is more important than ever to be on your game mentally and emotionally, which is hard because it's hard. We're fucked up. We're all fucked up from being inside and being isolated and being both physically and emotionally distant from others. It's never been more important than to be on your game with critical thinking. You got to do it, man. Stay out of groups. Take the Groucho Marx approach of I would never join an organization that would have me as a member. You know, just have the, you know, solidarity and critical thinking and be on your game, because no one's going to take care of us individually. We're going to have to take care of ourselves. You know, the coronavirus is stepping it up. It's coming out with, you know, variants. Who knows where that's going to go? You know, suddenly we have a mutated version of the coronavirus by the time the fucking vaccine is actually available to poor people. You know, I don't know. We just have to, you got to avoid that kind of mob mentality. And the thing about it is that I think that you don't think critically when you're on social media either, because you're just scrolling through and then you react off of an emotion, which is why you see people jump on to to comments under somebody else that makes them mad, and they blurt something out and it's just stupid. I see so many people just stupid on social media, on the internet. I saw an article on people were making fun, of those QAnon and all the different types of people, the Trump supporters who were going in there and just like totally dogging on and making fun of them and attacking at them. And then, oh, look at these idiots. And almost in the same breath of look at these idiots, then thinking, because there was a tweet with a picture of the guy that was holding the podium, right? And the tweet said that gave credit for where the photo came from, which was from Getty, Getty Images. And so the tweet's like, via Getty, this is the blah, 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 blah. So people thought that the guy who was holding the podium's name was via Getty. Then they're like, we got this son of a bitch. It's via Getty. We got to get via Getty, everybody. Look at these idiots. This idiot via Getty, because I think that's what the guy's real name is. Yeah, we're going to get him. And it's just like, wow. Wow. Also, that like those tweets were featured in the article that I read, which means that they posted it. And then when they, and they still haven't been corrected, or they still, they waited way too long to take down the dumb things that they thought, which is just great. I love people calling someone else stupid and then doing something stupid. Just instant karma's gonna get you. And you did it on social media, so we all got to see it. Ha ha! I don't know. I just feel that it's going to be important to be, when it comes to critical thinking, like reading, understanding what you read, putting it into practice while keeping a level head. You get emotional, time to back off. Definitely don't run to a social media outlet. Because you got to keep yourself informed on what's going on with the pandemic and the coronavirus, and watch out for yourself, like financially, especially with taxes coming up. That's going to be interesting. I don't know what's going to happen with the new administration, with the government. I mean, you know, you still have to take care of yourself every day, take care of your health. And just watch out after yourself, especially if you're in recovery, man. Like, mental health is key. Keeping yourself level-headed is key to keeping on the same path of sobriety. Or just sanity, just in general. It's just like, if you're doing anything in recovery, it takes, you know, it is one day at a time. It's one moment at a time. But you just gotta, you know, you can't panic yourself into acting, you know, doing actions that you normally wouldn't take, you know, or making it, I don't know, it elevating an already stressful situation to a point to where, you know, you say, fuck it. So you have to be on your game. You know, I don't know. It's, I know some people like to follow what's going on with politics. My wife does. My wife likes it because she likes the gossip. She likes the hot goss, no matter what it is. And so she follows politics in the, you know, for the gossip, which is hilarious to me because it's not about like, oh, you know, how will this affect me? No, she just likes to see the shit talking. Like from an entertaining point of view, which I totally get. If you're entertained by it, if you're bored and this is a hobby, I can get that too. But man, if it's, you know, if it's affecting you like it affects all these people that clearly by their social media posts aren't taking it well, you may want to just, you know, give it a rest. I know I'm giving it a rest. That's why I'm staying off of social media. I just can't take it. I can't. It irritates me to see people who I know look foolish online. To me, they probably think this, like, yeah, I made a good point there, and I'm like, you sound like an idiot. You sure you don't want to delete that? All right, yeah, leave it up there. No, it's already 20 people have liked it already. They're also, they may not agree, but they may just want you to feel better about yourself because if they read it like I read it, Jesus, go outside, take a walk, put the phone down, is what I'm saying. In a related note, actually, this isn't related at all. I've learned from my wife that I don't like anything, apparently. I don't like, and I had to correct her. I was like, because she's like, you don't really like anything. And I don't know if she was giving me shit about my judgment about me not liking something. She's like, you don't like anything. So just because you don't like this doesn't really mean anything. And, you know, she's got a point. But I had to confirm, I mean, I had to, you know, dispute the claim that I don't like anything because that's not true. There's a lot of things that I like. I don't like anything new. All right? Once I like something, I am all about that thing. Anything new, I don't like. And that's not to say I will never like it. It's just at that point, I don't like it. I'm like, no. I say no to that. I'm not into it. Give it a shot. No, I won't give it a shot. And then later I get convinced to give it a shot, and then I probably end up liking it. But that's the thing, is that I don't like change. I don't like the effort that the perceived effort that I have to put into changing some kind of habit into some kind of routine, into what I like. This is the thing that I like. I'm going to keep doing this thing. I know you're saying that this new thing is going to improve that thing, but you know what? You can fuck right off. This is what I know. And yeah, I don't like change. And I've discovered, by the way, that the reason that I don't like change is because when something new, when I have to experience something new, it makes you feel something. And being sober, coming out of no longer doing drugs or drinking, it's much easier to be in a place that you feel numb or nothing. It's easier to get through than to experience being uncomfortable or uneasy about something, no matter what it is. Whether and this is even, like, I've even felt uncomfortable watching a movie that I've never seen before. Like, I'd rather, sometimes I get in a mood where I'd rather see a movie that I've seen 20 times because I'm comfortable with it, than to see a movie that I know, where I don't know what's going to happen, like, to the point to where I'm like, yeah, I'll watch that movie as long as I read the spoilers and the plot so I know what happens before I watch it, because I don't like feeling uncomfortable or uncertain, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Like, I get in moods like that where I don't want to feel that at all. And I'd rather just, look, I just want to go through my day where everything is controlled and everything is expected. And that's something that I fight with. And I deal with that because it's easier, and I don't like to, you know, it's what I've been used to. And I still deal with the fact that it's like, it's probably good to feel things, you know? So it's like, I don't know how to combat that, like, long term. I only know how to deal with it when I'm aware of it. When I'm aware of what I'm doing, I'm like, why am I acting this way? And that's that whole, that's going back to cognitive behavioral therapy. That's that CBT shit where you start analyzing, why am I feeling this way? You know, what thoughts are causing me to feel this way? And how do I, you know, revisit those thoughts and look at it from a different point of view? Why am I doing, okay. And then that way I can act a certain way instead of my reaction, which is to fly off the handle or do this, or do something that's probably not good for me. So, yeah, so that's what I deal with. And anyway, that's why I don't like it. you know, it's that's why it's hard to like new things. It's because it's like, no, I'm very protective of what I do like and what I want to do, just in general. And that's not, you know, that has to do with just everything. Anything new, I'm just like, no. No, I got my shit down now. Because anything new, I don't have control over. And I have control issues because I'm in recovery. Because I'm an addict. And yeah. So it's one of those things that you just deal with on a day-to-day basis. And it's really helpful when you know that you're doing the shit. When you know you've got it, you're like, oh, It's my control issues, everybody. I got it. I figured it out. Doesn't make it that much easier to deal with, but at least I know what I'm dealing with. All right, fine. I'll do the new thing. And being married's kind of help me be okay with new stuff. Mainly because I have a wife who will convince me that I do need to try this new thing, because I will end up, in fact, liking it. And she's got a really good track record of being right. She's got me figured out. It's like, okay, I let him say no. Then I break him down. You know, I say no. Put my foot down, no. She talks more. I go, no. And eventually I agree to do it, and I like it. So that's the process, at least in my household. That's all I got for today, this week. I know, I just kind of wanted to talk shit. I didn't talk shit. I had an agenda last week. I wanted to just kind of talk shit. And what was on my mind this week. And I did that. I hope you guys are doing all right. Hope you're staying sober if you're a sober person. Hope you're staying sane if you're not a sober person. Hang in there. Take care of yourself. Take some vitamin D. Take some multivitamins. Go for a walk. Get some exercise. Get some sleep. Back off the news. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life a little bit. Enjoy your loved ones. Call your mother. I'll see you next week. This has been the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Raven. Later. By the thorn that pierces skin, come back down the